Hello and welcome back to Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, and I am really excited to be back with you today to talk about part two of our journey into product management, right? Last week or 2 weeks ago now, we talked about step one of getting into product management is learning product and building a solid foundation around learning, because you can't do the job unless you know what the job is. Step two is all about practicing. So once you know what product management is, you are now in a position to actually go and practice it. And when you have a true understanding around product management, you're in a better position to think more holistically around how can I actually get experience and get tangible practice that resonates with employers, recruiters, hiring managers, right? And so the way that I look at it is you break up the practicing aspect of product management into two big buckets. You have discovery and you have delivery, right? So the advice I'm gonna give today is pretty short and sweet, but there's a lot of talk in product management circles around building product sense. And a lot of the typical advice is go find a product, use it, and find out things that you would improve about it, and then like write it down, right? And it's true, that helps you build product sense. But it also could build bad habits. As a product manager, we could look at our own products and say, I don't like this, I don't like this, the colors could be changed, or I think this user experience sucks, or I think this could be better. And you could be right, but you might not be prioritizing the right things. You might be overemphasizing things that don't matter as much to your customers as the things that they care about, right? You could be missing whole functionality that doesn't exist that they expect your solution to offer, but it doesn't. And you won't know that unless you talk to them. And that's what discovery is about, right? So how do you do this when you're not actually a product manager? Well, it's not that hard. Let's take Duolingo. I've just reached my 30-day streak on Duolingo for Spanish. It's been a long time since I've been on it, but I love the app and they've evolved it quite a bit since the last time I've been on it. But why have they done that, right? Part of it is experimentation, figuring out what works for the metrics they're trying to drive. But a lot of it is because they talk to customers. They try to figure out what you want. And that's what good product teams do. And Duolingo has a fantastic product and is a reflection of their product team. But the reason I say this is you can find any consumer app that you have free access to and go find other people who use it and go interview them. Just start asking them questions. Hey, what app do you use on a daily basis? Okay, great. What do you use it for? How often do you use it? What do you love about it? What do you hate about it? And by asking basic questions and having a conversation about getting their, how they think, how they feel, what they see, what they do with the product, you start to empathize with them as if you were actually a product manager of that product and start saying, I wonder if other people have these problems. And you can actually write down what those problem statements are or those opportunity statements, because they may have ideas already of how they would improve their own problem or solve their own problem. And you take note of those. As a product manager, we don't go in and just build it because they said it's a cool idea or it would solve their problem. There's some steps we have to do first, but write those things down. That's really good. And then you can go and ask other people. And then if you start seeing a theme with 4, 5, 6 people who use the same product and have the same problem, great, right? There could be an anomaly where you talk to 5 people who are the only 5 people who have that problem. So we don't want to only take qualitative research and then go and build it. We also want to validate the scale of that research through quantitative means like surveys or other methods, right? And there's, we're not going to get into all the different methods of how to do quantitative validation, but surveys are a pretty common one. So you could go on a Facebook group or a Slack channel that's dedicated to this product or whatever, right? Send out a survey and say, hey, you know, do you also experience this problem? And you get a pretty good sense of, is this a problem actually worth solving? And then, so that's discovery, right? That's the kind of the first part of discovery. And then as you start moving into execution or delivery, you can say, how would I go about solving this problem? And maybe you can like mock up some like low fidelity wireframes or even some diagram walkthroughs of like, this is how I would solve the problem. This is what I would interject here. This is what I would add here. And then bring it back to the people that you actually interviewed and talked to and say like, hey, if this was real, would this make a better experience or would this actually solve your problem? And with a diagram or like low fidelity mockups, it's not super pretty, so they're not going to be focused on the colors and the buttons and all these things. They're going to say, oh yeah, that, you know, I think you're on the right track. Or you might hear something like, oh yeah, but if you did that, you would miss this. And that gives you an opportunity to follow up and ask them more questions that dive deeper into the problem or the context in which they face the problem. But it allows you to surface those things, right? So once you go through a couple of iterations of this, then you can get into actual like designs if you want to go that far, get into Figma or Adobe Illustrator, wherever you want to do designs, or go on Fiverr and ask somebody to build it for you. Just kidding, don't do that. That can get expensive. But just go and try like your hand at designing things, right? You may be in a position one day where you get a product management job and you don't have a designer and you're expected to design. I've been there, other people have been there. So try your hand at it. Learn design principles, go look up an article of like design principles and go and build a thing, right? And then put it back in front of them, but actually give them tasks to do, right? And say, hey, you know, log in and accomplish this task, like the thing that would solve their problem. Don't give them any more guidance than that, right? This is very high level usability testing instruction here, but just tell them to accomplish the task and have them walk through steps, right, of how they would do it. And if they can do it, then great. Then you could write a user story, right? What acceptance criteria would be that if you were actually going to hand this off to a developer and or a designer at this company, you've gone through the whole process. You've said, hey, we could meet a business objective if we solve this problem. And we've gone through steps to de-risk the solution to that problem. We've gone through steps to validate the scale of the problem that it's actually worth solving. And that's a lot of what we do day in and day out. You won't have the data that a PM at a company would have to work with, but you'll have a lot better opportunity to gain that hands-on experience doing this process. And if you document it, then you have tangible artifacts to show, this is how I did it, right? If your friends who you interviewed let you record the interview, you could, you know, post that unlisted or private on YouTube and then have YouTube videos you can share in like a document to show this is how I ran the user interview. These are the opportunities I discovered. This is why I prioritized this one over another one. And you're basically showing the exact same steps that product managers do on a day in and day out basis. So if you're looking for good ways to get experience, the only thing limiting yourself is you. You have the ability to go out there, go on a website. It's another idea. If there's a small business in your area that has a website and it's terrible, go find their customers and ask them about their experience on the website and get ideas of like, hey, talk to the business owner. It's like, what message are you trying to convey here? What is the product that you're actually selling? And then go do a test with the user and say, hey, when you come to this page, what do you see? What do you think about it? And try to get an understanding of, does the expectation that they're setting on the site actually match with the reality, right, that they get once they go deeper into the site or try to actually purchase a product or a service? And look for opportunities to improve the site. Get feedback from real customers or potential customers, bring that back to the business owner, and then offer, say, hey, you know, I could be a part-time product manager for you and create your own job at a place where they might not have a product manager and explain to them the benefits of why this research with customers can help benefit their website and their conversion rates on the front end and help them with acquisition. There's endless amounts of ways to get experience to help get your foot in the door into product. Just takes a little bit of creativity and understanding what product management is, which is why we did learning first, to unlock those opportunities for you to go to actually get that experience. So I hope this was helpful. If you're listening and you feel like you're stuck like I was several years ago, of how do I actually get my foot in the door, I gave you two really great opportunities to get tangible experience, and I hope you act on them. And if you do want to wait for Path to Products Marketplace to launch and the training platform to build your portfolio projects, by all means, feel free to wait, but you don't have to. There's ways to go get that experience today. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Lessons in Product Management.